Now, in verse 23, we come to the danger of the word. And there's this danger. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man beholding his natural face in a mirror. Now, he's like a man that beholds his natural face in a mirror. Actually, the word mirror here refers in that day to a very highly polished piece of brass that was used. And a mirror is a very interesting thing. It's a picture of the Word of God. When you look into a mirror, you get a reflection of yourself. You see yourself in the mirror. And you see yourself as you really are. You remember the fairy story that, and I forget a lot of the fairy stories, but this one I know concerned, I think it was two sisters. One was very beautiful and the other was not. And the one that was not was very much concerned, and she did everything she could to make herself beautiful, and she'd go look in the mirror. And the mirror talked back to her. She'd say to the mirror, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest one of all?" Well, the mirror told her. And the Word of God is just like that. The Word of God tells you just what you are, just as you are. If you have seen pictures of President Lincoln, you know that there's some pictures, there's a wart on the side of his cheek. On others, it's not there. The artist that wanted to paint him began to have President Lincoln to move around. He says, "President Lincoln, would you sit here?" And then this man would move his easel, and he'd have him shift a little. And President Lincoln began to smile because he saw what he was doing. He was trying to get him into a position where the wart would not show. And then finally the man was satisfied. Now he says, "President Lincoln, how do you want me to paint you?" President Lincoln says, "Paint me just like I am, wart and all." Well, that's what the mirror will tell you. You got a wart, it'll show it up. The Word of God tells you what you are. And that is one of the reasons that many of us don't like to spend too much time in the presence of a mirror. Now, there's something else here that is quite interesting. "For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man beholding his natural face in a mirror." Well, somebody says there ought to be a woman. Well, the woman carries the little mirror around with her to make sure her makeup's on straight. But what about men? Do they look in mirrors? They're just as vain, friends. And there's always a mirror in a men's washroom, just same as there is in the women's, because the man likes to make sure his tie is straight and his hair is combed as it should be, and especially the way they wear it today, almost in a hairnet, and they spray it, so that we're living in that kind of a day when the way you look seems to be very important, and a mirror, therefore, reveals that.